Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and we're going to start it off. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, our Odyssey NFL insider, and he was there in Metairie and feeling that cool breeze of South Louisiana, Brian Baldinger. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, Bobby. Good to join you guys, man. It was a little bit of a cool breeze while they scrimmaged yesterday. It did get quite a bit hotter afterwards. I stuck around for a while, but it wasn't bad during the scrimmage yesterday.
Now, yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Baldy, one of the things I'll ask you, and then I'll throw it to Bob, is I know you do a lot of work kind of breaking down guys as they come out of college. And you got to see him yesterday, Kelvin Banks Jr., and your impressions of him, first of all, coming into the draft, and after you've seen him, because we all know how important it is, can you handle your guy on obvious third down situations, if it's as a pass protector, also as a run blocker? But I'll get your thoughts on Saints first round pick Kelvin Banks Jr.
Well, they plugged him. They plugged him right in at left tackle, you know, just like he did when he came out of Humble, Texas, you know, a suburb of Houston there, and went to the University of Texas and started day one. I mean, they're plugging him right in at left tackle right now. It's a big position of need since they moved Fuago over to right tackle, and he was going up in large part in that scrimmage that Kellen Moore was talking about. He went in large part against Chase Young for most of the day. And he had some success out there yesterday. You know, some people thought maybe he's a guard. I think he's a tackle. And I thought he looked good. It was a lot of plays out there running yesterday. 126 plays, like Kellen said, would assimilate a game. And I thought he stood pretty tall in there yesterday.
Yeah, Baldy, he was standing tall, but Chase Young, I think, would give him the business early in the season. Now, how he progresses, now I have high expectations for Chase Young, not only to get quarterback hurries or quarterback pressures, but possibly we need that from the Saints to finish the deal and get those double-digit sacks. But I think that's good for him, because going against a guy like Chase Young, and he looks like Tarzan, and he is yoked. You don't want him playing like Jane. You want him to almost overperform. You look at Trey Henderson with the Bengals, and he was once in a Saints uniform. But Chase Young's the sky to limit. Early in the season, I would give Chase Young the advantage for sure. now. But that's good for him. How you develop as a tackle, because you need to go against stiff competition.
No, it's good. It's good for him. You know, I mean, Chase had a pretty good day out there yesterday. He looks like he's in great shape. And, you know, for Chase, if he wants to – I mean, he was once the second pick of the draft, and, you know, he actually lived up to that. He's made a bunch of different stops in this business right now. But, you know, this is a great opportunity for him. They've kind of – you know, he's earned that position. Now let's see him go out there, you know, in this new defense that Brandon Staley's running. I want to see him – play well and win some one-on-ones and start affecting the quarterback like he once did in Washington a few years ago.
Now, Baldy, when you look at it and you're going all around the league and y'all do a great job with NFL Network and all that, but when you look at 126 plays run from scrimmage, I know the measuring stick is always like 65 plays from scrimmage that can be over or under there, but that's like two games in one.
Yep.
When you look at that, a majority of them were passes. So, you know, you want to see what the quarterbacks could do. But the way I look at it, I usually look at the glass half full. But all I know is 126 plays, and you look like shuck. I mean, he opened practice hot as could be, completing each of his eight passes on a touchdown drive. But that was the only touchdown drive on the day by the offense. Now we had two, maybe three. I'd be more optimistic. But I said, all I know is our defense better be kicking butt. Now, you know, they're over and under 5.5 wins and where we're at. But I don't know. It just seems like, and you might say early in camp and all, the defense always has the edge over the offense. But you're running that many plays and you only have one offensive touchdown, that's not good.
Well, they kicked a lot of field goals. They didn't move the ball,
You
know, but they threw a couple red zone. They threw a couple red zone interceptions, Bobby, which you never want. They did. I stood behind, you know, the offense with Kellen and Scott Linehan and Doug Neusmeyer for much of the day, and the ball did come out of both Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler's hands. It did come out pretty good, you know, with some location and with timing. Some of the things that you're looking to do. And so there was periods where they looked pretty good. But I have never seen an intra-squad scrimmage with that many plays before. I mean, I just had now Kool-Aid had himself a nice interception. And, you know, they took the ball away at times. But I just thought overall it was a good day of work. Nobody was griping. Nobody was bitching Bobby. They all kind of were buying in. And like Kellen said, like, he's just calling plays. There's no script, you know. And so everybody had to kind of react. I was very interested in the offensive line and watching them work together, Trevor Penning at left guard and Caesar at right guard. And I was interested in seeing just how they would perform. And because I think it's going to be the strength of this football team, you know, pretty quickly in this season.
You know, Baldy, along those lines, they better be because that's where you've invested your draft picks. It's really a first-round draft pick offensive line. And you know who has gotten better? And I'm telling you, we need this. And I never worried about McCoy at center. I think he's amongst the better centers, top five for sure in the NFL. But Caesar Reese, to me, has gotten better as a pass protector. And I think that's going to bode well. I think Trevor Penning at left guard, I think he's going to play with more confidence. We know he can come off the ball and maul people. But your take on Caesar Ruiz, because I think, you know, when you're a first-round draft pick, much is given, much is required, you know, high expectations. But I thought he's gotten better as a pass blocker.
Well, I'm a big fan of Caesar. I've known him a long time. He's from Camden, New Jersey, and we work out together in the offseason some years. You know, he had a battle through that foot injury of his from 2 years ago. But he looks bigger to me, Bobby. He looks bigger, and he looks more physical right now. He's always been super smart. He's a guy that's not going to blow any fuses. He's not going to blow assignments. You know, and mentally, he's going to be really plugged in. He's a very bright guy, very well-spoken. But he looks bigger. And so maybe what you're saying is, you know, pass protection-wise, I think he's more equipped right now to handle some of the better pass rushers inside because of his increased size and strength.
Now, Baldy, when you look at, like, there's always dark horses in every training camp, and they could be a veteran. They could be a five-year veteran. They could be 2 or 3 years. They could be 10 years. And I'm just looking at, you know, a different scheme. You look at Coach Staley and what they're going to do now. And to me, guys who have flashed, and now you got to see what they could do in the last preseason game in week one when they play the Chargers come Sunday afternoon. But like Jonah Williams, okay, I'm looking at him from Weber State. They got him free agent from the Lions. I'm looking at Jonathan Bullard, now a 10-year veteran out of Florida. You could see him putting pressure. And then Chris Rupp, I mean, looking at him, 5-year guy out of Duke, and you just look at, oh, that would have been a sack, or, you know, they don't take the quarterback to the ground, but they'd had an opportunity. What do you think of those veterans contributing that I mentioned, those three guys? And then one guy that has flashed is the rookie from Wake Forest, Jasheen Davis. Now you have to look at who he's going against. Well, Bobby, he's beating guys that aren't even going to be playing on Sunday. But those are guys that caught my attention and you end up taking notes on.
Well, I mean, you know, like, for example, Chris Rumpf, I know him pretty good. Like Brandon Staley had him with the Chargers. I don't think he's ever been given a great opportunity to go just take a job. But you have to look at a guy, to me, a guy like, you know, Devon Godchild, you know, that's been right in New England. He's a LSU kid. Like, he's a big, wide body inside. I feel like they've got a lot of depth on the defensive front right now. They're going to be very multiple. Nathan Shepard has played well in a couple different spots. Like, I feel like some of these guys inside, Colin Saunders has been with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you know, these guys have played good football for good defenses. And so I do feel like they've got some depth there that they can rotate these guys in. And I feel like it's going to benefit them over the course of a long season.
Baldy, one of the things last year, we talked so much about the injuries up front along the offensive line. And, man, listen, you can say next man up, but the next man ain't as good as some of the guys they were losing, especially with a guy like Eric McCoy. But in losing your top two receivers in Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, I don't care who's starting at quarterback, if it's Spencer Rattler or if it's Tyler Shuck, a big key to this season is to have those two guys healthy to give you that vertical threat, which they really Marquez Scandling, he gave you a little bit of it as a deep catcher last year, but to have those two guys back, I think, is key offensively for this team.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, he can run by anybody. He did yesterday, you know, caught a little out route and then turned it up and, you know, was taking it to the house. Nobody's going to catch him from behind. Like, I'm a big fan of Shaheed and what he's been able to do, the big plays that he has turned in and, you know, when he's been healthy. And, you know, Olave played 8 games last year. Like, they need him to be really, really good. Bringing Brandon Cooks back, I don't disagree with it. Like, they've got speed at that position. And so now it's a question of, you know, can they get the ball down the field to get the explosive plays right now?
You know, and Baldy, along those lines with the receiver, like there was 2 or 3 incidents. You can't do it every now and then. If you had 4 opportunities, say, for contested catch, you can't get 1 out of 4. You might think it's not a big difference, but you got to get at least 2, if not 3 out of the 4 to help these young quarterbacks. Okay, if it hits you in the hands, I know the DB's right there, and it's hard. But to me, that's the separation. You're trying to make the team to impress the coaches and all and have confidence from the quarterbacks. Make those contested catches. I mean, that is critical no matter what team in the NFL when you see that. Because a lot of times, you know, like you always say, like throw a receiver open. I remember like Drew Brees highlights with Jimmy Graham. That there's no way that Jimmy Graham was open. Drew Brees threw him open, but then he came down with the ball. I mean, that's a lot of times fans don't understand that he can't get open, whatever, or that was a tough catch. Well, hell, you got to make the tough catch. You got to make those contested catches. That's how you win games and move the sticks.
There's no doubt. I mean, I saw Juwan Johnson drop one right in his hands yesterday. I mean, he's got to catch that ball. And so the tight end, you know, there's no question, you know, that given the opportunity, you got to make those plays. And, you know, I mean, I lost track of how many different guys caught touchdown passes from Drew Brees, you know, over the course of his career.
Right.
I mean, it was in the 70s, you know, guys that you never heard of and never caught another touchdown pass. after Drew was done, you know, or if they moved on. So there is there's a lot of that to it. You know, the quarterback has got to give you an opportunity, but at the end of the day, you got to, you know, you got to come up and do your part too. The quarterback can give you the opportunity, but it really is up to the players. They want to earn a spot on this team. You know, that's what you got to do in this business right now.
Now, Baldy, looking at the young guys, you know, look at the rookies and how they're going to contribute. You know, you always want those diamonds in the rough, whether like a Marcus Colston, you know, seventh round. Remember Zach Strieff, who's now coaching with Sean Payton and the Broncos. But, boy, you know, playing with a lot of confidence and he's getting it done, and that bodes well for the Saints in the future and provide depth right now is Danny Stutzman. You know, to me, that's a hit, a fourth round pick. I mean, a draft pick. Now, fourth round, have we had a lot of success? No, but I remember the impact Chauncey Gardner-Johnson had in 2019. We drafted him in the fourth round. Yep. So you look at like a Danny Stutzman. I think he's playing with a lot of swagger, confidence. Also drafted in the fourth round, Quincy Riley, the cornerback out of Louisville. He's had a couple of interceptions. Now, they're both against Spencer Rattler. So those are just two young guys that it seems like they look like they belong, and they're just not trying to make the team.
I think you're totally right, Bobby. You know, Stunson, we came out of Oklahoma, and I talked to DeMario Davis about him yesterday. And, you know, Pete Warner has, you know, been in that position. A lot of guys have been in that position next to DeMario over 8 years since he's been here. But he's a guy that he singled out. Like, I don't think it's far-fetched that he could win that other job. I'm not saying Pete's not going to get it.
Right.
And he's not the guy. But I think Danny's going to push him. Like, he just looks like, you talk about the swag, and the swagger's real. Like, I feel like that's a guy that could step in and upgrade this defensive front. I think Justin Reed coming in from Kansas City is a guy that has done a lot of great things in that defense in Kansas City since he left Houston. It was a great signing. Now, you know, obviously with you know, Tyrann Mathieu retiring, there's a big opening there at safety right now. I think he can help fill that. But, yeah, I think Stutzman's a guy that I think you can look at. And, look, I think there's still a corner short. I mean, I saw Isaac Yiadom start yesterday. But it's not to say that Quincy Riley can't go out there and challenge him, because I think we feel pretty good about Kool-Aid at one corner.
Right.
I think we feel pretty good, you know, about Alante in the slot, where he's been really good. But I feel like the other corner, there's an opening there for somebody to step up and take that job.
Baldy, one of the guys that I know they're really counting on up front along the defensive line is Brian Brisset. And we saw the flashes of him, certainly as a pass rusher. Now, the way he's built, he's sort of real tall cut. So he's got to learn how to play a little bit lower, get a little bit better leverage when he's playing the run. But they are really counting on him because he's a unique guy for a 300-pound guy, the way he can get up the field and be disruptive.
Well, look, I mean, he was a first-round pick for a reason. And, you know, he really has not delivered yet. Not to say that he can't. Maybe, you know, Brandon Staley can unlock something in him to become a better force inside. They're going to be pretty multiple, 3-4 looks and, you know, 4-3 looks. They're going to be pretty multiple. It's going to give him an opportunity. But ultimately, you know, he's a 3-technique defensive tackle, all right, that needs to affect the quarterback more than he has. And, you know, look, you know, I don't think that they have been very good at drafting on the defensive line, Peyton Turner and, you know, just the guys that have come through here.
Davenport and Baldy, look, Davenport, he was hell when he was well, but he was never well. I mean, they heard the Vikings and Lions, they're paying him like $10 million based on his potential, but he's always hurt. I mean, Peyton Turner, Davenport, I mean, it was like, come on, dude, come on.
I know. Look, Bobby, look, I mean, you draft these guys. You're not going to hit on every one of them, but, you know, they've missed it a lot. And I don't know if Brisset is going to be in that category or not yet. But, you know, when you hit on those guys, your defense is a lot better. You affect the quarterback. It's the foundation to your team. And so, you know, it's been a revolving door there. I mean, obviously, they let the wrong guy go. in Trey Hendrickson. That was a guy that they should have kept. Granderson has been good, especially considering where he's been drafted. But honestly, they missed on not keeping, Trey, where he could have been a big answer to what they're trying to do. They've been trying to replace him, and they haven't done it.
Well, we didn't keep Zach Bond. we didn't keep Caden Ellis. I don't know. He's pretty good with Atlanta. And then Zach Bond, he was over, defensive player of the year. So I don't know the scouting department getting the right players, but the coach has got to give him that opportunity then obviously take advantage of that. So
there's no doubt. No question. Zach Bond easily could have been the defensive player of the year last year, what he did in Philadelphia. He was amazing.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Do a great job. And so much enjoy when you guys go from place to place. You do a super job breaking down all 32 teams.
All right, Baldy.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bobby. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty. Brian Baldinger does a great job on the NFL Network. And, Bob, I love when he breaks down the film like the night before and they'll play it. Greg Cosell's part of that also. Man, they do a super job just being so technical on what teams do really well and what they don't do really well. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, also joined by Steve Geller, and it's time for Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started, guys. I think Baldy said it best. In the practices over the weekend, the Saints offense was able to move the football at times, but had settled for field goals, only one touchdown yesterday, and the defense again has had the upper hand.
Well, the defense had the upper hand, and hopefully that's the case against a different opponent. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, right.
It's like all of a sudden, oh, man, offense has a hard time trying to run against us. Well, until I see different against someone else, we were one before last against the run and giving up like 5 yards a run, okay? So if another team's gashing us, then I say, well, maybe it wasn't so much defense getting better. It could be who you going against. But I think I truly believe I might be bamboozling, but I think I'll run defense. One thing I think I'll run defense in the scheme what they're doing will be better. But there's so much competition at defensive end. They can't all make the team. They're going to have players the Saints cut at defensive end that could be picked up. You know how we always look at Mike?
How many notes have you taken on Isaiah Foskey, Bobby?
Oh, no, he's going pecan. I mean, we didn't draft him to be, like, contribute on special teams.
Right.
No. Kendre Miller looks like the future compared to Isaiah Foskey. Kendre Miller at least seen two or three runs.
Right.
But Isaiah Foskey, out of sight, out of mind, he must have sold his soul to the devil to be the all-time leading rusher at the Catholic school in Notre Dame. Side getter. Mike, that to me is the most puzzling thing, is that how can you be so dominant in Notre Dame, I guess scheme, and then you don't do it in the NFL uniform, but...
You see what Nephi Sewell has done. He's made plays.
A couple of interceptions. He's flying around. That's it. You get opportunities. Are you making plays? You're not making plays. You know who had a couple of sacks? Mike, and he was always like hit that century mark when he was in college, is the linebacker DeMarco Jackson from Appalachian State.
Yeah.
He had a couple of sacks. I mean, you can't take the quarterback to the ground, but he's running past him. They had one play to show you, Tyler Shuck, sometimes how you process and stuff and how you got to play fast at the NFL level. He was getting blitz, and that's the worst thing as a quarterback is when you watch the film, you didn't even know you were getting blitz. In other words, Ugo Amare ran right up to him and goes, sack! And then he took two or three more steps past him, saying sack, sack. And then Tyler Shuck still didn't realize it. He threw the ball away, or he might have had a completion, but he had no chance. And the thing is, what's frustrating, because it's in your face. It's not your blind side. Mike, how do you have blinders? You know those horses that they only look forward. I said, how can you not see Ugo coming off the corner? Pete Warner was flying in there, and boy, you could see how enthusiastic he'd have been. Because a linebacker, when they put a stunt for you, like DeMario Davis, you know how you get like 4 or 5 sacks a year? But if you practice something and you come in clean and you actually get to finish on the quarterback, boy, that is so rewarding because, you know, it was a particular scheme called at the right time to get that sack. It might be we saw this on film because of the opponent's protection and we're able to finish the deal. Well, Pete Warner had one of those. I was like, well, he was flying in there and would end up getting a sack. Mike, I guess I'm going to start with Saturday versus Sunday because there's a lot of football, even though they had 126 plays on Sunday. I'm going to generalize this.
Not including special teams.
Yeah, not including special teams. So the one thing I know about Olave and that what I've noticed now – or can he take the hit and, like, get up? Because we're going to be like, okay. I think he's tough. I'm not saying he's not tough. But his route running is at the highest level. And I think a lot of the scouts when he's coming out, even if he didn't draft Olave, Kellen Moore says everyone around the NFL knows about Chris Olave's route running, which is outstanding. So if the quarterback knows where he's going, the ball's coming out on time, Olave will be open. Now, how you could stop that, you could bracket a receiver. Are you playing him short and long? But if it's man like single coverage or even zone concepts, he doesn't. Still, they could do a lot of zone, like zone coverage, and they match up who's in my zone, then it's man-to-man. Olave does an outstanding job versus zone. He knows where to sit, where that hole is. He's not, okay, you open, but why in the hell are you going to coverage now? And I think the quarterbacks have been on the same page with him. I know there was 3 incidents where it's third down. You got to move the sticks. And Olave's open. He catches it. And
first down.
And that's what you continue to do. Now, looking at Steve, we're looking at the one-on-one And I mentioned this to Baldy, to Baldinger, with Ruiz. Now, that when he's had the live, like, one-on-one pass blocking, whether he went against Ruiz, then he went against Nathan Shepard. Nathan Shepard started for the Saints last year. Great hands, getting better in pass protection. Well, I think we need that. We don't need Cesar Ruiz to be a liability in the middle, because then the defender's right in the quarterback's face. So I think that bodes well going forward. You know what else bodes well? And I think he'll contribute. He won't start, but in passing situations, and we know he can play run defense, Cam Jordan. I think Cam Jordan still got something left in the tank.
He's been schooling folks in those one-on-ones.
Fuaga. He's been like, he had an inside move and then what a sack, but it got to the quarterback. So good for Cam Jordan. That's good lessons, like for Fuaga, you know, to see that on film. But Mike, those catches by Olave and Steve, like over the middle and all, it ain't no like check down, not like hitting the back or the tight end for a 7-8 yard gain. These are like 15, 20 yard gains, which is a very efficient play. Now, what I think he's taking advantage of his situation, Jack Stahl, the tight end. Again, I say this over and in.
And I like Jack Stahl.
Hopefully I didn't jinx him. He has not dropped a pass. If it hits his hands, he's catching everything.
And he's not known as the pass-catching tight end.
And,
no, he's not.
And it's not like 20, 30 yards down the field. It's only, that's about a plus 10 or plus 12 play, but he's not dropping it. Like Juwan Johnson had a drop. Come on, dude, you got to catch that ball. But he catches everything, that being Jack Stahl. So it'll be interesting to see. Like, and I'm going to talk about when we come back from the break. Also, like, I think it's going to come down to he can help us win maybe 2-3 games. That can we make? Can Groupie make the kick? Can he make the kick? Well, Mike, he made like a 59 and 54 yarder, and it was on the grass and outside and all. So Groupie's kicking with a whole bunch of confidence. I mean, he's almost perfect except for that one kick in the rain. So,
man, you think about Groupie, and we all thought this would be a really difficult competition because right. of Charlie Smith's, you know, his size, his leg strength.
And his strength.
Man, it ain't no competition.
No. Charlie Smith had to kick for another team. It's not going to be for the Saints.
Hopefully he ends up on the practice squad, but yeah, they don't lose him.
Yeah, and then I know it was bad the one time because you messed with your confidence. Charlie Smith, when all of a sudden they're doing special teams, they're not even trying to block a field goal.
And Justin, block it?
And Justin Reed blocked it.
You just hear thwap.
I think that though, that's telling me they're not trying to block it.
Too low
on that kick. So
we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller. Guys, short segment here. We went a little bit long with Brian Baldinger, but he gave great information. But the Saints have announced that LeCharles Bentley, former All-Pro, and I think he's the only guy in Saints history to be an All-Pro at both center and guard, and he is going to join the team as a personnel and performance consultant, not as a coach. LeCharles said he didn't want to put in all in hours, but they're going to bring him in. And the thing with LeCharles,
he was
is,
dominant, Mike.
Man, he was a good player at both center and guard. The thing about it is he had a workout place out in Ohio that a lot of the college guys go to and work out with Bentley on perfecting their techniques. This is another way to get a little bit of insider information on those type players, because he's worked with both offensive and defensive linemen there. He won't come in as a coach, but as a personnel and performance guy, I knew exactly what that means. If we he's the connection.
Yeah, we get the opinion. We got Jari Evans on staff. I think he's pretty good. And then you got LeCharles Bentley. That's a lot of knowledge who were not only played professional football in the NFL, but were dominant.
Seeing here on the Saints press release, guys, Bentley, the only offensive lineman in franchise history named to the Pro Bowl at two positions.
Yeah, that's what Mike was saying.
I thought so. I thought he was the only one.
And Mike, I think he's Ohio State guy, right?
Yes, he was.
And then I want to say when the Saints, didn't he go to the Browns or some for some reason? I think he didn't. I'm looking at his career. Steve, look and see where he ended up going. But wherever he was.
Yeah, he left in free agency.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
He did.
Now, he was kind of, you know, hey, you got to pay me. I know how good I am. But, no, Mike, he was like, you didn't have to worry about who he was blocking. You know.
Yeah, 02 to 05 with the Saints, 06 to 07 with the Browns.
And like, all pro at two different positions. I might get names slipping my mind now. His sons, I think, were like played at the University of Michigan from Northwestern in the Big Ten, who I played with. Man, I can't think with the Colts in Atlanta. An offensive guard is going to come to me. Man, I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, LeCharles Bentley was like this individual where, Mike, you just watched the film, they never lost. I mean, they won all the time. And I'm thinking this offensive guard. He was part of the Jeff George trade when he came from the Colts to the Falcons. He was number one.
Oh, Chris Hinton?
Chris Hinton. Thank you, Mike. Chris Hinton never lost. But LeCharles Bentley was kind of like that.
Bob, I remember you telling me he's the best offensive lineman you ever played with.
Mike, he never lost. You would think, like, oh, he can't be perfect. No, he never lost. It was like if you had 68 snaps, whatever, he won all 68. He never lost. I was like, oh, I ain't never worried about him. But he was always part of, like, package deals because he was so valuable. and they are trying to get a quarterback and all that. But Chris Hinton went to Northwestern. I think he had a couple of sons trying to make the NFL.
Yes, he did.
But they're not.
But they
no,
weren't him.
No, they can't hold their dad's job. No. Chris Hinton was that dominant. Mike, I'm telling you, he never lost. He just never lost. He was that dominant.
And, Bob, y'all had an offensive line with the Falcons that were littered with first-round picks, too. When you think about Bob Whitfield.
Bob Whitfield from Stanford.
Stanford was there. That's some pretty tall tales there. Man, Hinton was really, really good in this
and league. The lineman, Mike Ken, of University of Michigan. Pat Swilling could beat a lot of people, but he couldn't beat Mike Ken. We're going against how you match up because he was finesse, could move his feet and all that, and end up blocking Pat. So you look at then you had Jamie Dukes play with Deion, Florida State. So now you see a lot of good linemen that people don't know about that played a long time in the NFL. But Chris Hinton, no, best of the best. Mike, I don't know how he cannot be on the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Maybe because your team's got to win Super Bowls and all that. But Chris Hinton, I'm telling you, never lost. And he only opened up. We live in the same neighborhood in Alpharetta. He had a wine store. I wonder if he still has that wine store.
Whoa.
He was like
an entrepreneur back then.
Yes. Offensive lineman Jed Seddon with the wine store.
We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Bobby's Notebook, Rouse's Markets version of it, will reopen at 5:10, and then Jeff Palermo and LSU at 5:20 right after this news break.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.